Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Tonight, Character Coach Valerie Burrell, here with some of my sons from Bluefield College, members of the Bluefield College men's basketball team. I am grateful tonight to have with me team captain Jorge Concepcion III, and they're calling you JC3. What's that about? Anyway, that's his nickname for you now, JC3. I was like, JC3? We have with me my son, Ebifemi, Olatunji Ebifemi, and my son, Taquan Reed. Guys, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We did this a little while ago, and it was just good sharing and hearing your opinions. And it's been exciting for me, my second year with you all, as character coach. And this season is very different than last. Not just the fact that we're winning more games this year, but the structure of the team, the dynamics of the team. It appears the mindset of the team is so much different than it was last year. And I'm sure that the main contributing factor to that is the fact that we have wonderful young men team, wonderful talent, and we have coaches with compassion. So tonight we're going to talk about team dynamics. We're going to talk a little bit about building relationships, be it on the court or off the court, and how it affects what we do as players and coaches. And then we'll just have some open chat time. We're grateful for those who have called in and for those that are on the chat line. For those who are on the phone, if you have a question or a comment at any time, we just ask that you press 1 and we will gladly bring you live. So I'm going to start off with Mr. Dunk, Taquan Reed. I'm still looking at that dunk on Facebook where you fed it to yourself and the monster.
Okay. Can I say something right quick? I made him that pass. At some point, we're going to acknowledge the fact that I made that pass to him. It was an out of bounds. It was a full court pass.
Okay.
I haven't got no kind of recognition about my pass yet. There you go. You got the assist.
Top one.
All right, Tom.
Made the dunk.
Good pass.
We talk about that.
Hey, thanks,
but
my bro.
Here it is. Yeah, and there it is. That's a good way to go into it. When we talk about team dynamics and how our relationships are formed on the team, that's a good example of team dynamics could or couldn't be. In that moment, Tunji, you said, I didn't get any credit. I threw the pass. Nobody said anything to me. I didn't get the credit. Okay, yeah, we might have overlooked that because the dunk was so phenomenal. But we'll regress and say, okay, yeah, you did it. If it weren't the two of you and it was somebody who was picky and somebody who had an attitude all the time, how would that play out? Because we wouldn't have been able to laugh at all. What's the importance of proper team dynamics for you, Taquan?
It's real good to me. I think if everybody's on the same page and we all unselfish, I think we'll all be rewarded in the end. And it made things a lot easier.
Well, that's important because we are a team. We can all have our individual stats, but at the end, it's not one person that lost the game. It's the team that lost the game. Tunji, you've been on the team a couple of years. Tell me about team dynamics. Is there a difference this year from last year? And if so, what's the difference?
Well, I just think everybody's buying, honestly. I mean, on the team, it's my third year now in Booker College. And, my first year was my first time here. So it was different because, I was like the I like those rap things and stuff, so it was like I wasn't really vocal, but I was to an extent, you know what I'm saying? But after like a while, you know, when I got familiar with the system and everything, you know what I'm saying, I became, you know, more involved with everything, and I became more vocal. I mean, if it was my senior or my junior or my, you know, classmate, it didn't matter. I voiced how I felt about stuff, you know. Last year's team, and I think, you know, Joe can agree to that because, you know, it was one of the biggest crush teams on tape. I think guys were selfish, you know, not a couple of names, but, you know, I think guys, you know, wanted stuff. It was more about how the individual performance was, you know, at the end of the night. But I think this year's team is way more different because, honestly, I think we really just want to win. We don't care who scores the most points and stuff. So from last year to this year, I think this has been a lot of growth. And I don't know if it's kind of the guys that came back, you know, like maybe me, Joe, Stan, you know what I'm saying? Like, set that, you know, the strong tide, but from last year to this year.
Jorge, you're returning as well. What are your thoughts from last year's team to this year? Because for me, watching, observing, I see a lot of differences. I see a lot of differences. I see a lot of different mentalities. And I think you said it, Tunji, that playing as a unified group instead of out for your own thing really makes a difference. But, Jorge, what are your thoughts?
I just want to start off by saying, Tunji, as far as the whole listening staff, I don't think no one understood what you said. But, so we going to get past that. But on the more serious note, I think the difference between last year's team and this year's team, I think, like this year's team, I think we consider as a better team. You know what I'm saying? I think we got more guys on the team that's really pulled in and like is willing to listen and learn and get better from what they're being told. As far as last year's team, I think we had a whole bunch of great individual players, you know what I'm saying, one-on-one guys, but I don't think we consider as a full team. Like, I think this year, it got way better. And that just comes from, like, leadership. I think this year our leadership is way better than this year.
Yeah, thanks to me.
The coaching staff stepped up big time this year. Like, it's the same coaches, but we added one coach, of course, Coach Full and our assistant coach, but Coach Moody just stepped up his part, Coach Morgan on his grind, and we're talking about trust, but it really start with them when Coach Morgan can trust to sit back a few practices and just sit down, don't say nothing, and trust Coach Moody and Coach Spoon to take over practice, and we actually have, and that's been some of our better practices. So I think that's really a difference for us from last year to this year.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Trust is a major thing. When you don't trust people, you don't really do anything. You just sort of exist, but you don't work towards a common goal. You don't understand what a common goal is, because without trust, sometimes expectations are not spoken. It's just everybody's sort of free for all. So I get that, and I agree. I think that the coaches have done a phenomenal job with the addition of Coach Spoon, aiding and training, being a new set of eyes and ears and voice to help you all reach your potential individually and then collectively be a better team. I've seen the difference. I'll add this too, because everybody has given Philadelphia Eagles a big whoop whoop in their winning of the Super Bowl, go Eagles. But they attributed a lot to their commitment to Christ and how even after the game, many of them were saying their main focus is to win souls for Christ. this season was the first season that I was honored to baptize players before the season. Who would have thought that we would have had 11 guys who would make a confession of faith and be baptized? I thought that that was a phenomenal start, and it sort of put us on a platform spiritually that we didn't have before. Do you all think that's made an impact with the team, that maybe we're a little more Christ-centered than we were last year?
I mean, me personally, I think it do, but I think it's more of the guys, how they carry themselves. Like, Tunchi and Reed both got baptized. And I just think, like, the way they've been carrying themselves lately, you know what I'm saying? Like, it helped other guys. It made things easier for the other guys, even off the court, not even basketball stuff, you know what I'm saying? But once you get on the court and once you really going through a rough spot, I know Toon and Tunchi was the main two people that told me, you know what I'm saying, like, that I'll be all right and all good basketball players go through and all that stuff. So having guys like that, I think that helped for the most part.
What are your thoughts
on
that?
All right.
Hello?
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me it was being more consistent. I wanted to get more involved so I could be more consistent with God. But I just think once you, like, turn your life over to that point, things would be more easier, like, not just basketball, but just life overall. So I think once one of us got committed to that, everybody else will buy in. So it'll follow. I can't speak on guys from last year, but I know this year, like, once we see somebody doing something good, like everybody, like, follows after that, like, oh, this worked for him, so let me try it. So then everybody will start doing it.
Sunday.
You know, Joe's right. You know, I'm not a captain of the team, but I feel like, you know, a lot of guys can listen to me. I like to, you know, think I'm a big part of the, you know, the leadership part of the team, you know. So that's why I always try to lead by example. And, you know, we're all Christians for the most part. And I feel like sometimes, you know, if you're a Christian or you believe in, when you believe in God, and, you know, it's just the little things you do sometimes, it might go a long way. And that's why I always try to use myself as an example, and I'm always, you know, trying to help out in any way I can, because I just feel like, you know, attitude, good or bad, you know what I'm saying, it's like people can pick it up. So if I'm giving somebody my last dollar, if they need it, you know, if the next man in the locker room sees that, you know, it might be something, then I'll say, you know, his last dollar. Maybe I'll do that too, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I always try to put myself in a situation whereby, you know, the rest of my team can see it, and, you know, they can always pick it up. And, but, you know, most of the guys don't understand why I do that. But I just hope, you know, maybe when we graduate or we leave Bluefield, if they didn't get anything, you know, they'll always be there for the next man. So, yeah, that's how I feel about, you know, this team this year, me in general.
Being that example.
Yeah.
Being that example. In that same vein, Bluefield College, we have more sports. When I look at our students, the majority of our students are connected to a sport. I mean, everybody's an athlete primarily. There are very few students that are just there for the academics. Do you think that, because you all are basketball players, that, and you're so visible, you all get a different type of attention as it's football, but does that put any type of weight on you academically or on campus, that you feel more pressure to be one way or another? I mean, because all eyes are on you. The word says that you are being read of men. do you feel like sometimes as athletes that you're being overly scrutinized because of who you are and what you do on campus?
Okay, I'll go first for this one. I'll go first. Yes, because, you know, we're a reflection of, you know what I'm saying, we represent something. You get what I'm saying? So it's like he's on a basketball team and he's always in trouble. He's on a basketball team and he fails all his classes. He's on a basketball team and he doesn't do everything the way he's supposed to do that. You know, we ask for this. You know, it's a God-given talent for us. And we play basketball. And, you know, everybody knows we do that. You know, the fact that we've been given the opportunity to come here on a basketball scholarship, you get what I'm saying? Now, you know, you're right. All eyes on us because, you know, out of the week, three times, everybody knows we're on the team. So the things we do sometimes, you know, the kids, you know, it's great. We don't, they're kids that watch us. There's this one kid, he always comes to the game just to watch Nikon and stand dunking in warm-ups. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we just have to be grown-ups and, you know, start making right decisions and doing the right things because, you know, it's like a little microscope on us now and the whole world is watching, you know what I'm saying, or the whole blue field is, you know. So, yeah, being an athlete or student-athlete, you know, it makes us, you know what I'm saying, it puts us in a different category and everybody will be watching. So, yeah, being an athlete, you know, everybody's watching, so we have to make smarter decisions.
Good job, Tunji.
Taquan, this is your first year at Bluefield. Well, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I agree with what Tunji said. We definitely have a target on our backs, but not for us to do anything wrong. Just we have the eyes on us because we play basketball at Bluefield, and we're looked at to walk and talk like a certain way, like to be positive and be role models. So we have to live up to that standard. I remember I had one incident in the little training room, and she thought, I ain't going to say her name, but she thought I was like a thug or whatever based off how I looked. But when somebody had told her, like, you just got to, you know, like, be around him for a little bit to understand, like, he's not like that. He might look a certain way, but that's not the way he carries himself. So then I talked to her because when they told me, I went straight to her. Like, I didn't want her thinking that, so we talked it out, and now she understands, like, okay, I had the wrong impression of this kid. Like, I actually like him. Like, now we don't have any problems. Like, I can go to her, and we can talk without having any problems.
Good job, Reed.
What do you think, Captain?
I mean, I had some of the same experience as Reed. I mean, I guess because, you know, when you walk in the room, you see a tall African-American male with, I mean, arms full of tattoos, you know what I'm saying? So I understand that people are going to look at you kind of different. But as far as the pressure, yeah, it is pressure, but it's no pressure that we can't take on, you know what I'm saying? Or it's not too much pressure where it's going to make us fold. But, I mean, everybody going to look at you different because you're on the basketball team, period. So it's just you have to – it's just like growing up. When you go out, you representing your parents and how you raised. The same thing as basketball. When you up on campus or in the classroom, you represent the coaches and the program, and you still represent your parents. So I think, like, you getting judged and all that, me personally, I really don't look into too much of that because, like, I'm just going to be me, period. Like, yeah, I have tattoos and all that, but I'm a good student and I'm a good person, a good kid. So that's me, Holly. But the moment you mess up or the moment a basketball player – or any sport player mess up, it's gonna be known. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing Coach Morgan preached to us all the time. Like, just do the best you can in the classroom and just be the perfect student you can be on campus. Because once one thing goes wrong, it's not just you or it's not just Taquan or not
yeah,
just it's gonna be the whole basketball program. You know what I'm saying? And everybody want to have a good image. Everybody want to say basketball team be looked at as a good image. So I think that's what really would be we focus on early before the season even started. And I think and sometimes me personally, I can't speak for all of them, but like me personally as a basketball player, sometimes I just sit back and think like, who would I be if I wasn't a basketball player? You know, like, or would this person like me if I wasn't a basketball player? Or well, how would I be looked at if I wasn't a basketball player, period? So I think sometimes you just want to step back away and just be a normal person. But, you know, like, this is the life you chose, so.
I get that.
Good job, Captain.
You know, for me.
Appreciate it, bro. I was waiting for you to say that, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I knew you was waiting. I was thinking about it, but yeah, you got it.
For me, not being on campus with you guys all the time, it's amazing to me when I'm there how many people know me outside of you guys and you know, men and women's basketball, how many students know me. And how they know me is from basketball players. I'm an advocate for you all. You know that. I'll go to bat for the players the same way I go to bat for the children that I gave birth to, because I believe in you. And one thing that I try to encourage, even those spectators who know you all, many of them don't know me. They've not really gotten taken the time to get to know me. And then because I come and my hair is different every time, they confuse because they'd be like, oh, I didn't know that was you. Like, I look the same. Like, my hair is different. Oh, well. But a lot of times stereotypes sort of put us in a place that people will misjudge us. They will try to minimize our ability to be effective, or they don't expect that we can talk without using slang. There are a lot of different things that are put upon us that really have nothing to do with who we are and who God has created us to be. So I commend you all, not just as your character coach, but as Mama Val. I commend each of you, and I commend the team, because it shows that you all are being very mindful of the things that you do, about the conversations that you have, about the predicaments that you may find yourself in. You are being mindful that the witness is not just about you. It's not just about the team. It's not just about Bluefield. It's not just about your parents. But your witness is bigger than that, because you are exemplifying who Christ is in the earth. And so it pleases me when I can see you all shine the way that you do and be the examples the way that you do, and even bridling your tongue the way that you all have been doing. When moments happen, I'm like, wow, okay, yes, that's a good thing. Because there are sometimes when things happen, you can hear all kinds of explicits flying off the floor. But you guys are even mindful of those things, and it's those things that really do make the difference, that really do set the standard for the players that are going to come behind you and the students that watch you in your interactions. So if there's some players, say there's some young players listening on tonight that have aspirations about being college players, what type of pep talk, what wisdom nugget would you release to them to prepare themselves to be a part of a team bigger than where they are now?
Hey, Captain, you got this one? Wait, I'm going to go.
Yeah, Cap. You'll go first, Cap.
I mean, I don't have no problem going first, fellas.
I was just asking, you know what I'm saying? I gotta still respect you. I know on the radio or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Well, go ahead, big guy.
What advice I give a youngin'? First, you got to be true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't come up here and think you're doing enough or you're going to do this or do that and things going to get handed to you, because reality hit real soon. So you got to be able to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself whatever you're doing is not enough. I mean, I get told that all the time, and I think that all the time. Even if you score 30 points, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a 30-point game, you know you could have scored at least 35, 37. So I feel like whatever you do is not enough. You should never be satisfied when you're a college athlete. You should always try to shoot for more and more and more. And then you have to you just got to be willing to grind. It's way different from high school. You don't have somebody patting you on your shoulder every hour or waking you up for class. You don't have that, you know what I'm saying? You out of mom and dad house. So I think it's real. It's real different. But as long as you stick with it and don't quit, it's easy to give up. A lot of guys have gave up thus far. But as long as you stick with it and don't quit, I think you'll be fine. But you got to be true to yourself, and you got to be willing to work. You got to be willing to work way harder than the next man, because you got to think there's a lot of people that wish they was in your position. So take advantage of that, like take that blessing and move on from it. I think most kids will be all right.
Taquan.
Good job, Cap.
Appreciate
it. Two things. I say one, like Horace said, you got to believe in yourself. Because if you don't, nobody will. And for two, I say the sacrifice. You got to be willing to sacrifice a lot of things. This year was like my first time not being with my family on Thanksgiving. And it was like so tough for me. Like, it's just stuff I'm used to. Like, I eat my family every Thanksgiving. But I play college ball, so I had to sacrifice. I had to stay up here and be with the team because this is what I signed up for. So you got to be willing to do that if you want to. I know it looked good, like, okay, we play college ball, but it's a lot of stuff that go into that you got to be willing to do.
That's a good job right there.
You make it sound like Thanksgiving was bad. We took care of you good on Thanksgiving.
No, we had fun, but I was just used to being with my family.
I understand. Well, you did get to talk to them, and you FaceTimed them. We got to say hi.
Yeah,
I know, but
did.
It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. What about you, Sunday?
Well, I'm going to get a little personal here, you know, me. Let me see. First of all, making a college team is a big deal, and that's how I've seen it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we get carried away by these things we don't get when we get on that level. And then I'm going to go read here talking about sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might make a college team, but, you know, things might not go the way you want it to be, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes a lot of kids come to college and they let that define the legacy or who they are as a basketball player, as an athlete. And, you know, right from the first day of that, I always said something is always bigger than basketball. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like even if you're not playing, there's a way you can have an impact on the team or the people around you. You know what I'm saying? A long-lasting impact that's going to go a long way than being just a great basketball player. You know, being true to yourself and being honest with yourself, you know, all that comes in together as well, too. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, as far as coming to college and, you know what I'm saying, trying to be a basketball player, things will not always go your way, but you just got to stay true to yourself, like, you know, like my captain said. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay true to yourself. You got to keep working hard. Even if it looks like this level, you don't like it, you just got to keep going. Because at the end of the day, you are a college athlete, and a lot of people want the opportunity, and it don't happen. You know, so to anybody who's listening out there, if you ever get a chance to be on the college team, you know, and you make it on the team, but you're not, things are not going your way, just find some way, somehow, to still be productive and still, you know what I'm saying, to help out in any way you can. Just don't be another college player, you know what I'm saying, that you came here 4 years, you graduated. No, leave an impact. Do something. Might not be basketball, might be, you know, helping out in the community. There's a class you're taking right now. You know, it was to help out in the community. Just do something, you know, and that's going to go a long way than being just a good basketball player. So to any guy listening, anybody listening, if you ever make it on a team, just, you know, keep grinding. That's how I feel.
Good job right there, Tim.
I appreciate it, Kat.
Thank you, son. Thank you. We have several callers on the line on tonight. And again, if you have a question or a comment, press one and we'll gladly bring you live. Wow. Sacrifice is major. You do. You give up your identity almost. You don't lose yourself, but becoming a part of a team. I know even like for Coach Morgan, you know, he had issues with certain hair. So if you came with certain hair, you had to get a haircut. You know, just different things. You become a part of the team. So that's what it's about. It's about something greater than, and you say that all the time, Tunji. It's bigger than this. And I think that that's something that everybody needs to understand, that being a part of this team here at Bluefield College is bigger than what we have right now. It's bigger. And the sooner you recognize that, the sooner you embrace that, the sooner you move in that, the easier things become. So tomorrow, we're facing Union, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Union is still undefeated?
No.
No, they're not undefeated, but they still sitting first in our conference right now.
That's wonderful.
They lost.
Okay, that's good to know that they're not undefeated, because they're going to lose tomorrow.
I know that's right.
Man.
They're going to lose tomorrow.
I'm with y'all now.
Tomorrow. Yes, they're going to lose tomorrow. Yes. You know, go Rams. They're going to lose tomorrow,
yeah,
too.
Go Rams.
So with the few games that we've got left, guys, until tournament, it's just a couple of weeks away. Where's your mind? What are your thoughts? What's your strategy? How do you maintain focus and prepare yourself for these next few games leading up to tournament?
Right now, it's February, so this is the time that you want your team playing the best basketball. I mean, we had a couple months to prepare for it, but really this month right here, because you could be playing real poor in the beginning of the season, but if you're playing good in February, everything could change around. You can still go to the tournament. You still have a chance to win it. But, I mean, for the most part, I think we're doing the same things, just polishing a few things like defense and foot alignment and timing and things like that, in that nature. But I think for the most part, we're going to keep doing what we do, keep buying into what the coaches really have to tell us and what they've been teaching us all year. Now it's just time to go out and play. It's really, I think we're getting past the stage, and myself personally, even getting past the stage, that the thinking part is done. You just go out and play now. So we're just trying to do whatever we got to do to win.
Awesome. Taquan, what are your thoughts?
Cap. I know playoffs and tournament time, I really lock in. I cut off a lot of social media and kind of stayed on myself just to get a little edge, to be a little bit more focused, because being in a tournament, it's a different air, it's a different breath, it's not the same, it's a whole different environment, and it's win or go home, so you got to be all in. Like Jorge said, this is a time we should be playing our best basketball, so you really don't have time for mistakes. So it's really time to lock in right now. But I feel good about where we at. We have a talented team, and I think everybody is content or happy with their role there, and we just got to play our positions, and we'll be successful.
I agree. Time to play ball. It's time to play ball. I don't have to.
What, bro?
<Sir? laughs>
We waiting on your I want to knock the ball off, bro. She was still talking. Let her finish what she was saying, bro. You know she's a sweet lady. She was in the spirit. I'm sorry, Mama.
No, I was waiting to hear what you have to say.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's crunch time. And the only reason I say that is because from time to time, depending on who we're playing and the dynamics of the game, Taquan and Jorge will start, and you don't start as often. You're coming off the bench. How do you prepare your mind to go out into that atmosphere? What's your strategy to prepare yourself for these games?
Well, there's one strategy, and that's just to get ready. You know what I'm saying? No, but on a serious note, you know, it doesn't really matter for me if I come off the bench or I play 1 minute or 25 minutes. You know, I feel like, you know, when I get out of there, I'm going to just play to the best of my ability. And I feel like, you know, going to this tournament, everybody knows there's a stake. Like I said, I've been here 3 years. You know, my freshman year,
we got to the championship game and we lost. Last year, we was at the semifinals. So this year, you know what I'm saying, it's just like we always get so close, but we never get, you know, win it all. So, and we brought in all these guys like Tyquan and Shake and, you know, like Sleep and Sean, you know, like the new guys. So we, this is why they all came here, you know what I'm saying, to win something, to be a part of something, you know, something really big. So this tournament, everybody's really locked in. And honestly, I know we lost yesterday, but we've been playing good. And I feel like we haven't even played to the best, you know, of our ability yet. So we can only get better from here and towards the end of the season into the conference tournament. It can only get better. So I feel like if everybody's locked in, which I think everybody, you know, we should come back home, you know, with a ring or a trophy or something, because, you know, we really deserve it, I think, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
And I commend you, Tunji, because you've been here for 3 years, but anyway, and a lot of new players came in. You accepted your role, and you didn't cry about it or fuss about it. I don't know if I could have did that, but you doing it, and you actually be cheering for us and happy for us. Like, today we was taking an ice bath, and it was already, like, 40 degrees, and you throwing extra ice in there talking about, I just want y'all to be ready, like. Yeah, come in there playing, but you just said you just want us to be ready and 100% for tomorrow. Like, we appreciate you, though.
Yeah, and that's
– y'all going to make me cry. Stop it.
No, go ahead. But Tunji is a – he's just a positive person, period. You know what I'm saying? Even when you're going through it in real-life situations, death of my brother, like, this month – today is actually – it made 3 years since my grandmother been – you know what I'm saying? Passed away. Today makes the day, but – just being around Tunji, period, your spirit is going to be uplifted. So for you to be sitting on the sideline and you the main person that we hear the most, you know what I'm saying, cheering, even when we losing with 2 minutes to go and we can be down 12 points, you're still the main person pushing and telling us to come on, we can do it. So I think, like, once again, having players like that, it makes you feel way more comfortable and it makes your job a little easier.
I'm going to cry, bro. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I appreciate y'all guys, man. You know, like I said, it's bigger than basketball, man. You never know when anybody needs anything. So that's why I feel like we as human beings, we should not always let, you know, whatever we go through sometimes affect us in our daily life. So when we come outside, you know, put on a smiley face and just be kind to the next man, because you never know. But I appreciate you guys, man. You know what I'm saying? We
in this together. I'm learning from you, so.
What you say, G?
I'm learning from you, big guy.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, Cap. Appreciate it, Cap.
I love it. Guys, thank you. Thank you for spending time with me tonight, for sharing with our listening audience the great things that are taking place at Bluefield College with our men's basketball program. I am honored to serve you all.
Thank you.
And
can I say something right quick?
Part of your extended family. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Joe, my name is not Tunji, bro. It's Tunji.
I'm sorry, dude.
Because you always call me Tunji. Like, we haven't been together for 2 years now. It's not Tunji. I'm not Lil Wayne. It's Tunji or Ola Tunji. Okay?
Ola Tunji.
You said Ola Tunji?
Your name is so difficult that you mess it up sometimes. So how do you expect for me to say it right every time?
Go on, Ms. Val. I'm not talking to Joe no more.
Well, we know who you are. Even when we call you by the wrong name, we know who you are. We know who you are. Guys, thank you. I love you so much.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Hey, Tony, you're the only person in the world with every alphabet in your name.
You need to stop, Jorge. Stop. All right, which one of you guys is going to pray us out tonight?
Tunji.
What?
Yeah,
all
of my Tunji.
Who's that?
Okay, Tunji, you pray tonight. Tunji, you pray tonight, and Reed, you taking it home for us tomorrow.
All right, bet.
All right. So what you going to do, Captain?
I'm going to leave, baby. That's what I do.
All right, big guy. All right, do I pray now or do I press a number?
Yes, so.
All right,
what number? What are you talking?
Father Lord, we just thank you for giving us this ability to come here today. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the people listening. Thank you for my teammates. Thank you for Ms. Val and our family. As the season is coming to an end, may it end great for us. For everybody listening somewhere, going through stuff, I hope God intervenes in your problems and put a smile on your face. We love you, Lord, and we'll always give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Follow our team. Go to bluefield.edu and check out some of the highlights from the games and be watching. Again, we play Union on tomorrow night, and Bluefield's going to win. I love what I do, and I'm going to continue to be there as long as they'll have me. We invite you to join us again on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m., where my husband, Elder Benny Burrell, will be sharing a relevant kingdom message. Join us and be empowered. We encourage you every day, do something new. Do something that's going to empower your life. But after you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all, and have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Do y'all homework.